From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom Arese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The Women for Trump bus caravan is making several stops across the state. On Labor Day, one of those stops was at Hobbs, where about 120 supporters greeted them at the Republican Party headquarters. And the riders on the bus were Congressional District 2 candidate Yvette Harrell and State Republican Chair Steve Pierce. And Harrell's message to the supporters was pretty clear.
We need everybody to get out and vote in person. We all know what happened in 2nd Congressional last time. I believe there are a lot of voters that want to be vindicated for that vote out. So we need people to get there in person and take their friends and family with them.
At the rally, about 25 or so Hispanic women attended, and the rally cry was to get their votes out. Clarissa Hernandez, a businesswoman in the petroleum industry and a former Democrat, says that she made the switch to the Republican Party because...
Tons of other values, pro-life and the church, especially the church. So yeah, for those different reasons.
Two liberal-based attorneys from Santa Fe argued on behalf of Lee County Sheriff Corey Helton and won the writ of mandamus petition before the New Mexico Supreme Court. The petition was filed by New Mexico Attorney General Hector Balderas, seeking to enforce the governor's public health mandates. Sheriff Helton, who was attending the Women for Trump bus stop in Hobbs on Monday, commented on the case.
You know, the Supreme Court ruled on the facts, and I'm very pleased with it, and hopefully we can move on now. I'm relieved it's over. But again, you can't just throw an allegation up there that's unsubstantiated.
34-year-old David B. Hendricks of Artesia was sentenced to a combined 9 years in prison on 3 counts of criminal sexual penetration of a child between 13 and 18 years of age. District Judge Lisa Riley suspended 12 years on each of the 15-year sentences for 3 counts, and Hendricks was given a total of 6 days for pre-sentence confinement for each count, that according to court records. Whistle Stop Cafe, the filly, won the All-American Futurity at Ruidoso Downs Racetrack on Labor Day. The filly's trainer, Blaine Wood, picked up his second All-American Futurity win, and jockey Ricky Ramirez earned his first win in the race in his 10th try. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Arese.